The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Hey guys, we have an awesome episode with Jimmy Failla. We start with a special announcement, then we get into Bumble tips, we talk about a guy who has a stutter, and we talk about spring break and whether or not to get in shape.
You need something to get you through the workday? Well, good.
Because we've got a place for that.
Check out ComedyVoices.com for the comedy podcasts that'll turn your daily grind into a marathon of laughs. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way
with an array of shows that'll fill all your comedy needs.
It's ComedyVoices.com, powered by digital media.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your questions, your stories. Happy New Year, everybody. We finished off last year with a bang. It was so much fun having Sal Volcano from Impractical Jokers. That was very special for us to have him on. I know we got a lot of new people that have joined the squad over their winter breaks. I want to thank you for joining and getting involved with this podcast. If you know, as I say this always, just thank you for getting involved and keep spreading the word and telling friends. We got some new things on the agenda this year. We want to hear your feedback. I want to hear back from you on what you think. We are going to be moving to 2 episodes a week. Some of you might be happy with that decision, and some of you might be like, J Train, get over yourself. We're going to see how this goes. So, we're going to go to 2 a week. They're going to come out on Tuesday and Friday, right? And we're just hoping, and with that, the episodes are going to be a little bit shorter each, but you're going to get a little more variety with guests and emails and news stories, and we want to hear back from you. So the one thing I love it when somebody chills my nuts, okay? And Snapchat is where it's been happening a lot. A lot of people sending me pictures of them listening to the podcast or videos of how they listen. A lot of on-the-shitter selfies.
Oh, it's great.
Which is great.
It isn't like one of them.
Yeah, just like I'm there with them.
That's the only reason I follow Trump on Twitter.
Yeah. See the shit selfies? Yeah. And so I want... Keep sending those. I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat. Also, over the holidays, I heard from a lot of servicemen and women. That's so cool to me. I'm happy. And I didn't realize just how much, you know, you guys deal with a lot of dead time. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know. So thank you for your service and thank you for listening. It's amazing to me that you enjoy this and are having fun with it. So thank you. Thank you. And just, you know, the deal. This is a free podcast. So keep spreading the word to friends and family, your brother, your sister, your sorority sister, your fraternity brother, your mom, your dad, your creepy aunt. I want them all listening.
Oh, we definitely want her.
And I want, yeah, she sounds hot already. So I want you to go on iTunes and rate us and give us a nice rating. I'm very excited about our guest today. You've heard him chime in a little bit here, and you're one of our best guests.
Come on.
One of the best. I got to bring you back. Jimmy Failla, thank you for coming on.
No, honored to be here, man. Come on, J Train.
You're the best.
This is a big deal. Congrats to you.
Thanks, man.
On having the kind of pull to book Jimmy Failla.
I know. Listen, it's tough.
There's a lot of 39-year-old comics who still shop at Old Navy.
Yeah.
But you got the top one.
You told me last time you came on, I said, thank you for coming doing the podcast. And you looked me in the eye and you said, you can talk to my agent anytime. So, and I really appreciated that offer.
He's sleeping outside in an El Camino. Just bang on the window.
You can see Jimmy on the Kennedy Show on Fox Business. He's there on TV all the time with them.
Yeah, I'm on this Thursday at 8.
Awesome.
If you tune in, you'll double ratings.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, and then you had a weekly sports column in The Federalist.
Yes.
What's The Federalist? That sounds like one of those fake websites that people are like, look at, terrorists are here today.
Yo, The Federalist, for real, if you check it out,
yeah.
It's based in D.C.
Okay.
And it is a big political website.
What do they lean?
Definitely right.
Good.
A little bit right of center.
Perfect. That's what this is all.
Listen,
this is a little bit of a right of center podcast.
Do you think you get plucked off Fox News to write for the Huffington Post?
Ariana didn't give you a call?
No call from Ariana.
So listen, go follow Jimmy on Twitter, at Jimmy Failla, JimmyFailla, on Twitter, and go read his column on The Federalist and watch him on Kennedy's show on Fox Business. It's a pleasure to have you back.
You
gave some of the best advice last year. If you go back and listen to Jimmy's episode, it was a great episode.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really pumped to have you back.
We did a pair of good ones last year, but you know what? I'm honored to be here. And I want to say this because I am 39, man.
Sure.
I represent the other side. That's why I like coming on and being a part of this.
Yeah.
Because I'm like married with a kid. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So when we have these conversations, I've been able to see some of these decisions age.
Yes.
You dig?
Yeah. You're seeing it from the top of the mountain, and you're like, no, take that trail.
I wouldn't quite call it a mountain.
That's funny. Top of the shit heap.
The landfill they put a soccer field on the side of the highway.
You're standing at the top of that highway and just being like, hey, watch out for that pothole.
Yeah, like, this won't matter, that will. I'm on your side is what I'm trying to say.
We're both are, and I'm happy to have you. Let's get to the emails. Ready?
Mm.
Let's do it. Also, we have some great Would You Rathers.
Is that going on?
We're doing Would You Rathers. I have some like very good ones this week. I don't know what happened.
I feel like we're doing a road gig together.
Yeah, this is it.
We're doing Would You Rathers.
That's what we do. Yeah, that's why I started doing them here.
That's funny.
Bumble game. So I'm a user of the Bumble app, and Bumble is Sadie Hawkins Tinder. Okay, so it's Tinder where you swipe, and then if you get a match, the girls have to talk to you first. To allow for the conversation to go on. That's how many dick pics guys are sending. They're like, we need to leave here. We have to create a dick force field.
This is on you, Brett Favre.
Yeah,
this,
you thanks fucking a ruined lot, Tinder. Brett. You ruined Tinder. Well,
way
now,
to go.
So this guy writes in, hey, J-Train, I took your advice and got Bumble. As a longtime Tinder user, I was wondering if Bumble game needs to be different from my Tinder game.
Mm.
On Tinder, I'm a bit more direct and sexual with my flirting and my bio. Does Bumble require a more subtle approach?
Hmm.
So you have the girls approaching the guys, and I'll say this. If you follow me on Instagram, I've posted a few of the opening lines that girls send.
Okay.
After years of girls making fun of us.
Yeah.
For our opening.
Oh, they're horrible at it, right?
They fucking suck.
Because all the pressure's on whoever bats lead off.
Yes.
That's why it's always been an unlevel playing field in terms, because every girl loves to do what you just did. Oh, this guy came up to me and said this.
Yeah.
You don't know the fuck to say.
Yeah. No one knows what to say.
God,
so you got it. Here's the thing, and I've said this. What guys do on Tinder is they'll come out dick swinging.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up? You know, what's up, lady? You looking hot in that picture? And now you gotta suck this dick. You know,
well, like, to be fair, those are the guys that were on Tinder when it started, as what it started for in 2013.
Well, this is why there's Bumble.
Now it's fucking Christian Mingle.
Yeah,
Tinder is a relationship hut now. They've ruined Tinder. So go ahead.
That's the thing. So with Bumble, I think the game is to lay back.
Okay.
You want the girls are coming to you, so you gotta lay back. Kind of, you gotta let them. You know, do a little bit of work.
Listen, man, and this goes for a bar, this goes for bumps, goes for anything.
Yeah.
If you want to be the key to being a great conversationalist is to listen.
Yes.
Let her talk. She's got to go first. Let her talk.
Yes.
Everybody has an agenda when they get on the field. But one of the reasons guys like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady are so successful is they get a good feel for what the defense has given them.
Yes.
Let her talk.
Well, what the defense is giving you is the perfect thing to, you know, to concentrate on, because you'll have a lot of girls that will write in, hey.
Uh-huh.
And they're basically skirting this whole responsibility that this app presents.
That was we won the toss and we've elected to receive.
Yeah.
Oh, defer. That's what I meant.
Defer. We're going to let you handle this. I don't want to be, you know, if you're on Bumble, and I'm assuming this audience, let me make an assumption about this audience. You're there to fuck, okay?
Yeah, you're going for it.
Fuck first. Maybe you'll, if it's fun and she's cool, maybe you'll let that go, you know, in the later rounds. But I think if someone comes at you with a hey, that's not a buying signal.
No.
That's a let's see what you got, monkey.
That
start to dance.
They deferred. You know what? At that point, if they hey you, just go right back to Tinder.
Hey,
you're back where you are, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Well, I would write back, hey, like match that speed. The thing is, okay, with Bumble, let's say there's two options.
Mm-hmm.
There's a meetup or a date.
Okay.
If it's a date, you're doing a lot of work. You got to make sure that this person has the personality that is a fit for you.
Yeah, you got to vet.
Uh-huh. So if they come with a hey, okay, this girl obviously doesn't have much to say.
Yeah.
And then you got to be like, okay, give me a little more. Hey,
you know, write a hey back and see if they come back with anything at all.
How about it? Yeah, like how about a how you living?
You only show
hey, how you living,
how you living,
what's cooking.
You want to show your personality on the third exchange.
Do you have a theory behind this?
I do have a theory okay. because I think if that the first one is like, okay, we're opening up the conversation. That's just to let you know I'm into you more than just a swipe.
Okay, I see what you're doing. You're trying to get a rhythm going.
A rhythm.
A conversational rhythm.
So then, hey, how's your week going? Then you come back with, how's your week going? Then she writes back, and her message back is now the second message.
And if she's honest, it's usually not good. I'm on Bumble.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm trying to not get herpes.
I'm okay? here, ain't I?
Yeah. So, and then she'll write back with week. And then at that point, her second one should have something there.
Yeah, yeah.
It should have more than
just
the average.
Yeah, she owes you something. As the initiator.
Yes.
And also as someone who's trying to showcase, again, we're auditioning for each other.
Yes.
That's the big misconception.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the guy really is the dancing monkey.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of the shit doesn't work.
Yeah.
If you mutually accept the responsibility of advancing this conversation, there's a better chance it's going to work out.
Yes.
You know how many times a girl has probably said, like, oh, this guy was a dipshit, didn't go anywhere? That was probably an okay guy for you.
Yeah.
But you were judging him based on some unconventional standard that was unattainable.
Yes.
You know? Now, we're in this together.
You got to, and then, so that third one is when you got to flip the script.
Uh-huh.
You know, you send something a little bit wild. And if you're looking for that hookup, like you got to send something that's like, yeah, I'm just going out tonight. You got to make it so it's like on the table, it's either happening now or it's not type of moment.
Yes.
And that third one, going out with my friends tonight, probably a late night. Because I've had, one time, the best Bumble experience I had, a girl wrote to me, the opening message was, what are you doing tonight?
Yes.
And I looked at that and I was like, she could have looked like a fuck. She could have been a dude, and I would have been like,
certain things, man.
I'm so into this fucking chick.
There's certain.
She is down to fucking play.
There are certain phrases man is defenseless against, and that's what people need to understand. And if you can't put yourself in our shoes, liken it to this: have you ever taken a tennis ball out in front of a dog?
Yeah.
And seen the dog's reaction to that tennis ball?
It goes crazy.
Monogamy is throwing that tennis ball and then grabbing the dog's collar. That's all monogamy is.
Yes.
It might work, but at heart, we're all fucking dogs getting our collar held back. Which is why a phrase like, what are you doing tonight? That is the ultimate bite that you're in.
That's why we're on the app.
Yes.
And if I'm that, and I had respect for that girl because what am I doing tonight? I was like, I'm doing this, and that. Then I'm going out with some friends later.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm with a couple friends. We're down. Oh, and listen, to all the women out there that are listening to this being like, yeah, you wanted to fuck. Yes! That's exactly what I wanted to do.
So it Bumble's four.
But it's not like I was like, oh, we're going out tonight, then I'm going back to my lair. You know, we went and met at a bar that was hopping with other people, a public, very fun place.
You've gotten approval. You've gotten third-party approval from society.
Yes.
It's not like
I'm saying, like, these apps, we sit there and we go, what are you doing this week? What are you doing tonight? If I'm a dude that's on this app, as my I am sitting
and
in this
you
chair,
are. Yeah.
And I am. I'm only downloading Bumble Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm deleting that shit on Sunday. Those conversations never fucking matter Sunday. Oh, the only thing those Sunday through through Wednesday conversations on Bumble get you is a fucking Thursday drinks with a fucking full dick of cum.
Yeah, it's going nowhere.
It's going nowhere. And listen, this girl that was like, what are you doing tonight? We went and met out.
Uh-huh.
We had great conversation. We hung out. We had a few drinks. At any point that night, she could have been like, not the guy for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get going. Or she could have been like, she could have been like, this is the guy for me, but I had the fun time I wanted. Let's exchange numbers. Maybe next time.
Okay.
Because I think that's the play as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You didn't do anything that was slutty or like whatever, or, you know, anything that made you look like a bad person. All you were was fun and down for the moment.
Yeah.
And I think this responsibility goes both on the girl and the guy. So if the girl writes you, what's going on? Hey, how's your Friday night going? Yeah. As a guy on Bumble, I'm writing back, what are you doing tonight?
Boom. Of course you are.
She's going to, in her mind, there's two ways she can go with that. Here's the difference between the girl you want to hook up with and hang out with and the girl you don't want to hang out with.
Go for it.
Here's the girl you want to hang out with. She writes, with a couple friends, we're going out later. What are you doing tonight? Mm-hmm. That's the girl you want to hang out
with.
She's fun. She's got friends.
She's out. She's doing
things. She's doing it.
Yes.
Here's the girl you don't want to hang out with. I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Just kind of sitting at home.
Yeah, yeah, she's no good.
Why do you? And then, like, in her mind, she's only answering that way because she's like, oh, he just wants to fuck me tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're on Bumble.
This is the reality of life. Mm. Every guy that comes up to you in every moment is like, will this get me laid?
Yeah. Ladies.
It's just, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole. I'm just trying to tell everyone to live in the reality.
Yeah, it's Bumble.
There's also a little spot for bios.
Okay.
Oh, here's another thing. I've been talking about this on stage lately. Mm. A lot of girls put a picture of them as a toddler.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is that picture What are we doing? What does that help? How is that informing any decision?
Yeah, you're like, my name is Jared Fried, not Jared Fogel.
Yeah.
Can you help me out here?
And if it does inform my decision, if I'm like, oh, you were just such a hot baby, I had to see happened, where this movie went. What the fuck? But then the bio line... Mm. If you're a girl out there, I hate seeing your height.
No.
I get it. I can see the fucking pictures. Yeah, I'll get it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to be with a shorter guy, like, okay, listen, you can look at the pictures too. Like, this is, you know, the height thing, it's like, it's funny because girls will be like, oh, Bumble, Tinder, it's all about looks. Yeah, so is life.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Homeless people.
No matter how many like social firewalls we put up.
Yeah.
To be like, we're not that superficial. It's about what's on the inside. We disregard all of that shit anyway.
No, listen, the dick moves how the dick moves.
It's just the way it goes. Here's one other tip, and we have to share this with the male users on Bumble. Another girl you definitely want to hang out with. You want to hang out with this girl. Is the girl who says, what are you doing tonight? Although I'm definitely not having sex with you. You want to hang out with that girl.
You want to.
Because it means she's having sex with you. Nothing says you're getting laid tonight.
Protest too much.
Like a girl who says, it's the same thing as like, if you're ever with a girl and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. That means she's done it twice that day.
She left out one word, again. Can't believe I'm doing this again. I'll give you the profile, the bio.
Uh-huh.
Don't make it sexual if you're a guy. That's just creepy.
No, it's stupid.
Let the curtains fucking be kept. You're showing them too much backstage
Sell
action.
Sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Here's my bio. Mine says, finally an app where I can be treated like a lady.
So you go.
That's making fun of the app.
A little silliness.
A little silly.
Here I am.
Get silly. Throw in a fucking nail polish emoji. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jimmy Fallon @JimmyFallon on Twitter. When she comments on your dick size, Dear JTrain56, I've been listening to your episodes for about 2.5 years now and tune in religiously on Tuesdays. Today I'm writing with a bruised ego and an inner conflict. I've been seeing this girl I met on Tinder for about 2 months, and we started to date exclusively.
Oh.
Shit's gotten real. She held out on banging until we were exclusive, and he writes in parentheses, fair. But then, when we finally did it, somehow came up. It came up her only previous, so she's only had sex previously to him with her ex of 6 years.
Okay.
In which she claims they've never had good sex or frequent.
Mm.
However, in going down the rabbit hole, she said that her ex's dick size was larger than mine.
Wow, she just threw that right out there.
He wrote, it's my fault because she joked, then I joked, then she went too far. Yeah, I can see how this conversation goes. He's like, so who's the ex? You know, he's trying to be flirty about like, fuck this dude. She throws the fucking Hiroshima, bomb. Yeah, but his dick was bigger than you. You know when you're with a girl and you
that's a lot to dump on a dude.
But
man.
You ever been with a girl and you like see somehow the ex comes up and you're like, let me see a picture. So you can just like have like a 5 minute riff on how much of a loser this guy is.
It's a delicate thing.
It's delicate.
Because you don't want him, you want to be better looking than the guy.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be so much better looking.
No, you want to be with
him. Like, whoa, what did I fucking hook up with here?
Yeah.
That's frustrating that she only slept with one other guy before him and he probably had like a 12-inch dick.
Yeah, yeah. She just found like the
That's frustrating that you guys both believe that.
Yeah. She joked and went too far. Immediately after, I was visibly discomforted. And she profusely apologized. She started saying how our first few sexual encounters were far better than any of those they had. No, they weren't.
Oh, man.
She went on the
she's
fucking,
doing damage control
yeah,
now.
Yeah, damage control.
She's getting small dick reparations.
Yeah. She said, my dick isn't small or anything. Maybe another lie. However, she she knows she can't backtrack from her comment. Ugh. I like her, but naturally, dudes are insecure about this shit. Please give me advice on how to get over this, as I actually like this chick. Thanks, big guy.
Just fucking, you got to keep putting it on her now. Now you got to put it on.
Keep throwing that medium, yeah, that weak medium.
This is the thing, man. This is the thing. Okay. I mean, odds are, I would say half of society are going to wind up banging girls who you're not meddling in dick size. I would say maybe half. It has to be, right?
Wait, explain that.
Like, meaning 50% of the guys out there are going to be banging a girl, and they're not going to be the biggest dick she had.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just the same as, you know, 50% of girls are going to bang a guy, and they're not going to have the best body. He's fucking, you know, it's just reality. That's the math of the situation.
Yes.
But knowing that to be the case, there probably are examples. I don't know if this is one of them, where the big dick guy didn't have any heat behind it.
Yeah.
Just the same as we've all fucked the incredible 9.5 who you wouldn't fuck again.
Yeah. It goes both ways.
You don't want it. You know, 9 times out of 10, what you want is you want that person who's not assured of their place on the roster. You want the chick who runs out the grounders.
Yeah.
And that's what you want too, ladies. You don't want the guy. Okay, you know the guy who's like,
you want a hustler.
You know the guy who's like, I don't need pussy. Yeah, that's what you get with a 15-inch dick. Yeah, you don't have to. You know, a guy in a normal situation has to eat anything you put on that plate.
Yeah.
You bangers and mash, pussy, whatever it is
you got.
You want
a guy who go for the rebounds.
Yeah, you want a guy that's going to mix it up.
What is it? Big Ben, who's the guy that used to play for the Pistons?
Not McAdoo.
Ben Wallace.
Yeah, Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace wasn't the biggest center.
No.
But he fucking won that rebound
title
every year.
Sharpened those elbows.
Yes.
Dove for the loose balls.
He was a hustler. So you got to be the small dick hustler that you are.
You know what? If the girl's telling the truth, too. This guy might have some serious meat on him. This is what you got to do. Whatever you're packing, you got to pack it confidently.
Yeah. Back to another sports reference, Bill Parcells, you are what you is.
You are what your record says you are.
You are what your record
your
says
record
you are.
Your record says you're in second place in the NFC dick.
Yeah. You're losing, man.
You got to show up.
But you got to do other shit. You can't
let... Any given Sunday.
The more you let it rattle your confidence, the less attractive she'll be to you. Because she was attracted to you, you know... Here's the plight of a woman, okay? We, as men, can see everything that we want in bed. We see how big the boobs are. We see how big the ass is. These girls are playing dick roulette.
It's just a knock on the door and you get what you get.
Yeah, you get what you get. And she held out for a relationship until, you know, to have sex with you.
Yeah,
that means she waited a good amount of time to know what you were packing.
Yeah.
And she, in her mind, she was like, well, I like these other things about him, so I can deal with the half an inch that I'm losing.
Yeah, I mean,
I can take this haircut. She's she's like working at this company being like, okay, it's going to be, I'm not getting a promotion. And I'm losing some money, but they got great benefits otherwise.
It's a good gig. I like the hours. The people are good. But you want to know what, man? You can, I mean, seriously, though, there's no law that says this dude can't be the best dude she's ever had in bed.
Yeah. You can
but
do other
again,
things.
You got to fight the ground war. And no, you can even do that thing. Like, meaning statistically, you might not be able to measure up to this guy.
Yeah.
But you might be able to fuck her better.
You just might be able to. Yeah. Either fuck her better or you got better side. Some places aren't known for their entrees. They're known for the side dishes. So you got to be doing other moves. You got to be fucking coming with that, you know, sweet potato fry.
You got to make that sweet potato fry.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with @JimmyFallon on Twitter, @JimmyFallon with 2 L's on Twitter. Go follow him, support him. Yo. Fantastic comic. Spring Break Confidence.
Whoa. Because this matters.
This matters now because we're in the resolution season.
I know. Well, you know what's really funny right now is this is like the Spring Break preseason.
Yes.
Because people are home from college.
Yeah.
They're basically teeing off on old high school fucking flames.
Yeah.
This is like when, you know, you're giving other quarterbacks reps with the first team.
Yes.
This is it. It's spring training.
And you're also going to training. Right now, you know, I've always said this, spring sophomore year of college is your skinniest year.
Yes, let's be honest.
Because you have the freshman 15. Freshman 15, you get into college, you start eating without mom and dad telling you you look fat every day. And so you get the freshman 15. Then you get to the spring semester, you're like, oh my God, I have the freshman 15. You get home from college, you kind of lose the 15. Then you get back to sophomore year, you're comfortable, you have a place to live, you know where your friends are, and then everyone's talking spring break.
Yep.
And you start looking around and you're like, oh shit, I got like 7 months of just really not much to do with this fuck spree I'm trying to get ready for. You know, it's like the combine. You know how they come in, how the guys get done with college right now, and they got like 4 months till the combine. Mm-hmm. They can really, like, what's the guy?
You can dig in and go.
Who's the guy that like got really ready for the combine was a bust
Eagle
of an
guy,
NFL?
Mike Mamula?
Mamula,
remember
yeah.
that guy?
So Mamula.
He was like, he wasn't going to be drafted. Yes. He was like a fifth pick in the
He was like a fifth rounder, and Mamula saw this. The story goes, as well as I could, you probably could remember it better than I could. You're a bigger sports guy. Oh. He goes and trains his ass off for the combine. Then he comes in and he's literally jumping. Yeah. He's doing all the drills at combine, which those drills have nothing to do with
football.
Nothing
it's like
at all.
A Wonderlic test.
Yeah, he's doing, he's nailing the 40-yard dash. Yeah. He's doing the jumps. He's doing the shuttle run.
He can break a pencil in half with his gaze.
Yes.
Like, all right, great.
And then he got drafted like number one, like a ridiculously high pick, and he was the bust of all time. So this is kind of, you should all find your inner Mamula.
Yeah.
Because this is what happens now. Right now, people are back from the holidays. They're back at school. They're like, okay, I got like 2 to 3 months before spring break starts happening.
Yes.
I got a really good amount of time right now to get in some fucking Mamula shit.
Definitely.
And I can really disappoint some women in bed.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, you can be that bust.
Yeah.
And what is spring break but the combine of dating?
Yes.
None of the relationships matter. You're not talking to these people again.
Spring break is the
go
combine.
Go in there, be a fucking star. None
dating.
Of it matters in real life.
Yes, none of it matters. You're going to go in there and you're going to bust and you're going to be a bust.
I love it.
You're gonna have so yo J Train already emailed you today, so I'm not gonna blow more smoke up your ass, but I do have another query for you. I don't know if we read the other one. My best friends and I are going on a spring break trip to Cancun. Three of us are reasonably in shape. And he puts in parentheses, I myself intend to lose a few pounds for the trip. Exactly.
Yeah,
he's going right into the he's going to workout mode. But one of my best friends is just plain overweight. And compared to the rest of us, it really shows.
Hold on, though. Go ahead.
He has been lacking confidence when it comes to women for the past quarter, and I think it's because of the physical appearance. He's overweight, thus lacks confidence to go up to women and talk, etc. I know that if he doesn't gain confidence to go to the gym, he's going to have a shitty time on spring break because Cancun is the kind of place where shirts are off and your body is on public display. I want to be a bro and help him out so he doesn't mope around a Cancun, but I don't want him to get I don't know how to get him into the gym or help him realize. I've tried telling him when I go to the gym and stuff, but he never wants to join me. He's also a very proud person. I don't want to hurt his pride too much, that much, and be blunt. Any advice is appreciated. Currently listening to an episode as I type this. Thanks, man. What do you think?
Does he have a personality? Because the truth is, people do like a jolly fat guy.
Yeah.
It's actually good to have one of those in your group because it makes you a little bit less threatening.
The worst thing he can do is have this guy lose weight.
Yeah.
I think this is going to ruin, if we want to be selfish, this will ruin his spring break.
Yes.
Because here's what happens. Let's say he gets him in the gym. Let's say he gets the fat friend in the gym and he loses like a significant amount
of
weight.
Let's say he's now presentable with his shirt off.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Here's my point.
Okay, okay.
He only has 2 months, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not
Yeah, you don't want him to be a fat, skinny guy.
That's what's going to happen.
You'd rather him be fat than a fat, skinny guy.
Well, now he's going to be overconfident, not a good enough body for the confidence.
Not
so he's going to go on spring break wearing belts and shit like he won the fucking WWE title. You know, he's going to be going up to girls that are out of his league. He's going to be looking at you being like, oh, you're having a margarita? You know how much sugar's in that?
No, you don't.
Yeah, he's going to be commenting on sugar levels in your fucking drinks. You don't want this guy to be. I went on Cancun freshman year. I went to spring break and I was about 50 pounds heavier at the time. And I was, I was that guy.
So 350.
350. You know? So I am that guy on this trip.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you are the personality of the group.
Yes.
You know,
that's your gig.
That's your gig.
You're the comic.
Let him.
You're the funny guy in the group. If you're the fat guy in the group,
yes,
you're the non-threatening guy that battery rams down the door.
He's going to have fun in his own way.
Yes.
And if he hooks up, he's going to be twice as happy. Because if he hooks up as the guy who just lost a bunch of weight, he's going to be like pissy about it.
Yeah, well, here's another
misconception
too. Fat people get laid like crazy.
Yeah.
Like if this dude has game.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, your fattest friend has more pimp game.
Yeah.
Than your best looking
you're
friend.
Ruining
because he has to.
Yes, and here's the thing. And also, what you need when you're on spring break, most of all, you need like a watering hole. So you know, like in the old West, they'd bring like the horse to the watering hole and tie him up and like take a minute. Yeah. To talk with everybody before going back to the gun range.
That's your time out on
the
sideline.
That's your time out on the sideline. So you'll be at this club in Cancun. They have these big, I can't remember the name. They have these huge clubs, okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like millions of kids. And everyone's dancing whenever. And there's a point where you're like talking to some chick and you're like, the conversation hits a lull. You just got a shot with her. You're like, and you're like, I need 5 minutes to survey the situation. That's when you go to your fat friend watering hole.
Go talk to my buddy.
You go fucking round with him. It gives you a breather. Lets you assess the situation. Slows it down. Keeps the field in front of you.
It matters. And let's get this out there because it has to be said.
Yeah.
As guys have spent a lot of time in bars trying to take home girls, hook up with girls.
Sure.
99% of the time, if you're trying to hook up with a girl, and she has a friend there that you need somebody to occupy.
Yeah.
The friend isn't hot.
Yeah.
That's where you need your fat friend.
Yeah, you need this guy.
It's never like, oh, yeah, I got this girl, but she's got this 10 friend that nobody will talk to.
Yeah,
if only I had somebody to talk to the 10 friend.
Your job is to keep his attitude right.
You need...
As the fat friend.
Listen, you need him in case the player to be named later is a lineman. You dig?
Yeah,
you need your friend in case the girl of your dreams comes with a nose tackle.
Yeah, you need...
odds are you're going to have a...
Vince Wilfork looking motherfucker.
Odds are you're going to inherit Vince Wilfork, not Vince Vaughn.
I totally agree. TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jimmy Failla, @JimmyFailla on Twitter. Go follow him, support him. He's great. So fantastic. Stuttering.
Wow.
Hey, J Train. I'm a high school senior leaving for college. No, I'm just kidding.
Nothing but love and acceptance.
No, I love this. I love him. I love
of course
this guy.
You
next
do.
Fall, I have a stutter, kind of like the guy from King's Speech. Boy,
whoa!
What a comparison!
Are you not getting a fucking kinda, Oscar, pal? Yeah. All right, listen.
I'm kind of like that. The King of England.
Yeah, yeah. Style it like a knot. It's like a lord. I'm more of a lord.
Yeah, come on,
a baron.
I'm really nervous for college. I went to high school with my longtime friends from middle school, so socializing wasn't really too hard. I did meet new people, but it was mainly through my friends. I was shy and I kind of was occasionally bullied. I didn't do amazing with women. I only had one little fling that only resulted in underwhelming hand stuff. I love that. This is the most man thing that's ever been written in. I have a stutter and I got. Yeah, I didn't really hook up a lot. Hooked up once, underwhelming hand stuff. Just talk shit immediately. Not happy about the hand stuff at all. He gets his one trip to the show, and he's like, underwhelming.
Yeah. You think you'd be more appreciative, by the way.
Listen, women out there, this is why, if you're listening as a female, just never feel bad about a guy ending a relationship. Our ego is... fantastic.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be okay. The ego of a man is what. Oh my God! This, and I hear him. Mm. Listen.
We've all been on the wrong end of underwhelming hand stuff.
I hear him. I'm with him. My parents sent me to really good speech therapy. My speech has improved. Around 90% of the time, I can speak normally, but sometimes I just can't. I want to rush and have this amazing college experience everyone talks about. I'm just worried that it might not be able to happen because of my speech. If it's relevant, I'm above average looking. I don't know about an exact rating, but if you really want, I can provide a picture. No, I'm cool, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Alcohol helps. he writes, alcohol helps, but it's dangerous to use booze as a crutch. I agree. How can I get laid, join a good fraternity, and have a good time in college despite my speech problem?
Okay.
Jimmy, what do we think? We got to think half glass half full.
This is important. We do now live in an age where he, for having anything that could be declared or billed as an impediment, has a leg up on everybody in the college environment.
Totally agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you give
unique.
Him shit,
yeah.
You're the biggest bag of dicks in the world now.
Yeah.
Whereas there were points to be scored for making fun of somebody who was struggling a little bit 20, 10 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
That's not there now. And I think if he is as vulnerable, if he's vulnerable enough about it to share this with us.
Totally.
And millions of listeners.
Yes.
That's actually for him, that should be his platform.
Yeah.
When he's trying to rush and he's trying to get girls, is lead with that vulnerability. Because there's nothing people relate to more.
than vulnerability.
Yeah.
We're all vulnerable. That's the reality of the situation.
We had a guy write in a few months ago about having a nub for an arm.
Okay.
And he was the cockiest nub guy.
Was he a nub guy? Like a cocky nub guy?
Cocky nub guy.
Is he the cocky nub guy that shakes your hand with the nub? Because I don't appreciate that guy.
That is very cocky.
You know the guy who does that?
Yeah, throw it up. It's like, you just went for a left-handed handshake.
Yeah, there's
I don't know why you did that.
There's no judgment on me. You have what you have, and it's fine. But you do have to, there has to be some kind of declarative understanding of what we're shaking.
Yes.
Because we're not assholes when it gets awkward.
And owning it.
Yeah.
Owning it. I think
that's what we should be.
You got to own it. Because with Nub Guy, we said the same thing. We told him to get a Nub sleeve, like kind of like Allen Iverson. You know,
he's
like
not wrong
make
for
it
that.
Cool. Yeah, make it look good. I think with the center, own it. Like you are what you is. You can't be a 10 if you're an 8.
Nope.
You know, you got to own the 8. You got to own, just like our friend with the small penis. He's got to own.
And I'm sure it's a medium. Yo, he needs jokes. You know what? When he...
You need a fallback canned stutter
when
joke.
When a girl asks you what your major is, say public speaking.
Yes.
Fucking
so
stutter,
fucking good.
Stutter your way through it.
Yeah.
Public
speaking.
Public speaking. You have to... I mean it, though.
And you have to smile after you say it.
Of course.
You can't look sad. You know?
No.
And if someone says to you... Like, if you get in this position where the stutter happens, because, as you said, you know, it's not something you can plan for.
Yeah.
You just say, I have a little bit of a stutter.
No, you just own it. Just be a person. People, to be honest with you, people appreciate that. It's endearing.
Yeah.
Because especially like you're in a position where you have to lead with what you think your biggest vulnerability is.
Mm.
Whether the other person then reveals one or not, you have really put them at ease to be themselves around you.
Totally.
And situations work out. They do work out because people are able to be themselves around each other.
Yes.
That's what they say. They say you want to be with the person who allows you to feel like yourself.
Yes.
So if you're self-deprecating, you give yourself shit, some girl, you're actually probably going to find a better girl.
You're going to get a better girl, a girl that wants to hang out with you. You know, and obviously you're working through it. You're trying to get better.
If I'm him and he's like 6 good weeks of therapy away from perfecting this.
Yeah.
Perfecting a speech, I quit now.
Yeah,
you fucking want this.
Yeah,
this is currency.
This is your.
It's 2016, man.
Yeah.
You are not the victim.
He gets to use handicapped bathrooms, for God's sake.
You're the hero, dude.
Yeah. Also, here's your Halloween costume, King's Speech. You get a scepter and a crown and a big cape. You're the King's Speech.
And you're getting laid.
Yes.
You want to know what else, too? There's probably a percentage of girls who do look down on you wrongly. Who look at you as a novelty bang.
Yeah.
Don't have any pride. Your dick, there's a couple of things. Your dick doesn't know you're a novelty bang. Your dick doesn't know you paid. If you're on the fence about getting an escort, your dick has no idea you paid.
Yes.
Don't have any pride, dude. Just get out there.
Just no pride. Yeah.
Play the teams on the schedule.
Play the teams that are in front of you. Take what you can get and own it. Own it.
That
public speaking is my major, is the way to go, man.
But I'm telling you.
You know what? Laughing at yourself will get you so far in life. People love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jimmy, thank you for coming on, answering
the
these
best.
Emails. Go follow Jimmy on Twitter at Jimmy Fela, 2 L's in Fela. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending those emails. They get better and better every week. Again, we're going to be doing 2 episodes a week. So, we're going to move on to the hypotheticals and some shout outs and the news. And then we'll be right back.
I can't say life's a bitch because.
Hey guys, welcome back. Jimmy Fela here. Thank you for answering those emails.
So much fun.
Great advice. I think we helped the youth of America. I think they're going places.
World's
with
a
us.
Better place
yeah,
now.
Better place. Man Samp coming on from the booth.
How's it going, man?
At Man Samp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday.
Yeah, which can now lead into or come after the TFM podcast.
So we're going to twice a week. We mentioned that. So. I'll be spreading out some of these shout-outs. If you want a shout-out, send them in with the title, shout-out. Also, just a couple of announcements. I'm coming out of colleges out west and around the East Coast in February. If you want me to come to your school last minute, I can still do that. Email my college booking manager, harryschmuckler@gmail.com, harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Also, we do this at Stand Up New York. Right above Stand Up New York Comedy Club. Go to standupny.com and use the promo code TFM. Get free tickets to any show here at the club.
I'm here Thursday.
There we go.
Come see me.
Come see him. Jimmy will be here. Intern. No. We don't want the internship. iTunes, go rate us 5 stars. That really helps us out. And if you want a shout out, and you can go to my website. I got dates on my website, jtraincomedy.com. That's jtraincomedy.com. Email. Let's do shout-outs. Your boy K-Dog needs a little Insta love. All y'all listeners should follow that Instagram at Casey_Co. That's Casey, K-A-C-E-Y underscore Co, K-O. I post some dank pics, so feel free.
Yeah. This guy's some kind of promoter or something.
Yeah. This guy's great. Sup, J-Train, I need you to give my guy, the Big Sean 99, a Snapchat shout-out. He's new to Snapchat, needs some shits to welcome him. Please, ladies, no tits. I don't think he'll be able to handle them. My buddy has one of the greatest Snapchat names I've seen. Give him a shout-out for some shit, dick pics, dick tips, and tits. It's sensual underscore vanilla. ironically, that's the name of my dick.
There it is.
Sensual underscore vanilla. Sup, Jay Schweitz. Shout out my Snapchat, Forrest Gump 121. Forrest Gump 121, because my stories are funny as fuck. Probably not. Keep talking loud and giggling like a Japanese schoolgirl, Elmo. Okay. I want to give a shout out to my uncle and his bomb ass clothing line, Diaz. Diaz Bros Inc. on Instagram. That's Diaz with a Z, Bros Inc. Let's look up those clothing.
Check that out.
All right, let's move on to some Would You Rathers. Do we find Diaz Bros?
I'm doing it.
Inc. on, let's see these clothes. I bet you it's just a bunch of those, it sounds like it's going to be like one of the, like a bunch of shirts that are like buttoned up to the top button.
I want it to be those old school jeans that had like murals painted onto the left pant leg.
Jankos.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Would You Rather? Mm. Ready? Your daughter brings home her fiance.
Okay.
You have a daughter.
I have a son, but let's roll with it.
Okay, we'll go with it.
You don't know what he identifies at. He's seven.
Okay.
This could be me.
Caitlin. Okay, yeah. This could be you. Your daughter brings home her fiance. He has a man bun or a Duck Dynasty beard.
Who
do you prefer? Who you choosing?
Duck Dynasty all the way. Can't offend the guy. Duck Dynasty beard's a good guy.
Duck Dynasty beard,
you can't offend
the
guy. He'll definitely have a beer with you.
Yeah.
You know, the man bun, 50% chance you're getting a kale shake. A kale shake or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He doesn't drink beer.
Yeah.
He's not into, like, you try to start, you want steaks tonight? And he's like, I don't know.
I'll give you an example. Man bun, like, as a sports fan, is synonymous with tennis to me. And I don't have anything against tennis.
Yeah.
But I'd say like 50% of the people who avidly follow it, I wouldn't want to hang out with. So that's like, those are my two determining factors.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with the Duck Dynasty beard as well. Because I have a beard, I'm partial to that.
I agree. The beard, you know there's at least a chance he's cool.
Yeah.
With a man bun, there's no chance.
You want to know what it is? With a man bun, there's a chance he thinks he's cool.
Yes.
And there's no one you want to hang out with less.
Man bun, to me, it's a guy that wanting to look hot is the least manly thing.
Oh, it's awful.
Just like and I wrote about this. I have an article that's out called The Man Bun is Ruining This Country. Mm-hmm. And it's just about, like, I'm sure there are people that had them before and they do look good.
Yeah.
But there are people that have them now that saw another dude, were like, oh, that's a look that gets laid, and then made themselves happy. Yeah.
I was going to say, I had my hair grown out at one point,
yeah,
and it's just purely out of convenience, you put it up.
Yeah.
But I wasn't putting it on top of my head like a samurai. Not to be pretty. It's just because it's in my face.
I saw a guy yesterday. It was a man bun. It was shaved all around the side, and then it was the man bun that literally looped. He looped it so it was samurai looking, like you could put a pencil through the loop.
Like
and
pebbles.
He was and he was making out with a chick that was like so hot at the bar. And I was like,
of course he was.
Are these girls just not thinking these things through? Like, are they not like putting a hair with a personality?
Oh, God.
No.
That guy's unbearable. I don't know that guy, but he's unbearable.
Diaz Brother clothing. Here we go.
Oh, hold on a second.
We're talking t-shirts, some sweatshirts. It's got some cool,
it's got some swag. It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I like the Diaz long sleeve.
Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah, that kid's got to get his uncle to send me that long sleeve with the Diaz and
he's got to get a better marketing plan. that's a fly fashion right there.
Here's another hypothetical. Bill Cosby's life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the entirety of Bill Cosby's life, his rise to fame.
Mm-hmm.
All the fun sexual escapades.
Well, without the rapes. So let's say you're not a rapist, okay?
Okay. Wait, so you're saying okay. Go ahead. Bill Cosby's life.
You have the rise to fame, movies, television success.
You have everything but him getting framed like he did. I'm kidding. All right, that was Jimmy Fallon, everybody. Jimmy Fallon, thanks for coming. We'll see you soon.
Good to have you on. But you live your last year of your life in jail.
Hmm.
Oh. You take Cosby's life.
You take it.
Straight up. Last year of your life, I'm guessing, because if you had his life, but you live your last year of your life in jail, that means you're going to jail, what, like 80?
Yeah.
79? No one's beating
what
up.
What are you missing up?
You're living your last life in jail anyway.
Yeah.
You know those guys who can't get out of a recliner without help? You tell me that's not fucking jail? That's jail.
Same as
the
jail.
The remote drops, you can't pick it up,
yeah,
it's jail.
There are some people in nursing homes right now that are jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And they would take 40 years of fucking and selling out arenas for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I guess I'm with you. What do you think?
Yeah, you take that.
How bad is jail for an 80-year-old man?
Well, you're going to end up in the hospital probably anyway. You're going to be in like a relaxed setting.
Let's say Cosby goes to jail. Let's say that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he going?
Exactly.
They're going to put him in a hotel.
I don't know about a hotel, but he'll be... The problem is when you're that famous and that rich, they actually kind of have to separate you, which is even more torturous than...
He's solitary.
But it's a year.
Just 1 year.
I mean, if you're 80... And you did 40 years of banging.
Yeah.
You need that year to sleep off some of the banging.
A king cocksman.
Think of how much fucking he did.
Right? Yeah.
That he couldn't stand up during his shows. He was sitting in a stool during
it's a fair
his
point.
Shows.
Let's do
this
one
man
more.
Is exhausted.
Let's do one more. Lose one thumb or one ear?
One thumb or one ear?
Ear. Ear. I need these thumbs.
You're the earless guy.
Stuff. Yeah.
That's a... That ear... That's a look, man.
Come up with a story.
You have to come up
Hold
with
on a
story.
Second. We have Jason Pierre-Paul on the line.
He's going to tell us what he would rather.
Yeah, I. You know what?
Thumb is so important to your life.
For functionality, it's thumb.
Yeah.
But let's think about this.
But you're
for a
losing
second.
Your looks with that.
But here's the thing.
That mongoloid
you
thing
can,
on the side of your
yeah,
face.
Yeah, because you want to know something? If you get a homemade, like a store-bought ear right now, it's probably rough.
You can't get good store-bought
You're not
body
getting
parts.
A solid over-the-counter no. ear these days.
Think about it.
They grow ears on the backs of mice.
You're
You'll
done
be right.
masturbating with your right hand. Wow. You're going lefty the rest
the
of your
rest
fucking
of
life.
The way.
It's no good.
No, I got to go ear. Okay, let's go.
You just said you got to own it.
You got to own it.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. If you lose the thumb, you can't masturbate.
Well, at least
if you lose the ear, you have to masturbate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. At least we don't have a stutter. No, I'm just kidding. Let's go to the news.
All right, this is one I really like. It's not really news, but it's just a good story. This fantasy football league has a cruel and unusual punishment for whoever finishes in last place. This guy, John Sharkman.
So this happens. You hear this story every year. There's one... league that they have to get like tattoos.
Yep.
Is this the league?
It's not tattoos. It's nothing permanent, but it's just fun.
The tattoo league, I watched, they did a segment on them on ESPN. You ever see that?
Yep.
And they have to get like, the winner gets to choose the tattoo.
That you get.
And I'm like, what a bunch of fucking losers.
Yeah, yeah. How about you just bet the games like a grown up?
Yeah, why don't you
fantasy football shouldn't mean that much to you.
Yeah, how about money?
That's ridiculous.
And one of them had like a Bieber tattoo. Like, how do you explain... Your kids are gonna be fuck ups.
Yeah.
Like, how could they ever respect that? You've set the bar on fuck up with, oh, my buddies and I tattoo each other. And
I'm a grown man.
I'm a grown man. The nerds have taken over.
All right, listen.
Even sports nerds. No, what do these guys do?
Listen to this, guys. So this
what do
John...
these fucking losers do?
John Sharkman, two tweets. He says, I'm not into fantasy football, but my friend Bearcats League makes the last place guy retake the SAT at a high school and they tailgate it. They rent a party bus to tailgate a 27-year-old taking a test with high school kids.
This is one of those things like a Tijuana crime scene where I don't think it really happens. How does he get drunk and get into the fucking SATs?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
he's probably studying and he's got to go in. They tailgate the thing while he's taking
it. Are they in high school?
No,
they're retaking.
Yeah, they're retaking.
Older. How do you find a guy... That lets you. You know,
how do you get the test?
Unless is he friends with John Calipari at Kentucky? Because his people fake the SATs.
How does he even get the test?
Well, like, you can do it because if you say you're just trying to get your high school diploma or whatever, or you're trying to go to college, you have to take the test.
Yeah.
So you know, there's definitely a way that you can go and just
yeah.
Take
oh,
it.
You know what it is? Yeah, you can probably take it like GED style.
Exactly.
Where you're not taking it at a school session.
Well, I like this one better than this is fun to me. At least
the
they're
way,
getting boozed
for
up.
For all the claims that have been thrown our way on the show tonight, it's so interesting that we went forensic files on this.
This guy doesn't have a number two pencil. Yeah. I don't buy it.
The one we don't buy.
Fuck this guy.
An actual news
Let's
story.
Let's go back to the guy who fucked the flying dolphin.
I don't know. I like this one. I like that there's thought put into it. This is the type of thing that like they all either... They all either don't get laid or they all have girlfriends.
You know why I like these guys? You know who these guys are? These are the guys who buy you a gift for Christmas. They don't get you a gift card. These guys put thought
there's
into
it. There's a
things.
Lot of thought into it. I enjoy that. But I'm saying a group of guys like this, they're either like painstakingly full of cum or they are painstakingly in a relationship that is like boring.
If we could hear three team names, we'd know.
Yeah, we would know right away.
Yeah.
I've named my team like as a joke. I always thought it was funny when people named their team like something sexual. So I made mine the most sexual. So it's just, it's in full caps, touches dat V.
Well, this one is the droids you were looking for.
Yeah.
Go.
Let's go to the next story.
Let's do one more. I'll give you two options. One of them is science related. One of them is potentially sad, but interesting.
Sad, but interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
College students are putting their dorm rooms and fraternity houses up for rent on Airbnb.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who are the losers that stay? Yeah. We used to, in my fraternity, we used to have guys that would, this is true. We used to have guys that would be like for football weekends, it's hard to get a place like to stay. They're expensive.
Right.
So we'd have guys be like, hey, I'll throw you some money for your fraternity room.
Yeah.
Which is fine and makes a lot of sense if they're like 25, 24. But then there would always be these old dudes.
Oh, these fucking dudes.
There was one guy that was literally 80, and his whole thing was that he just likes staying there. And he'd be like, yeah, I'll throw you $100 to the guy.
This is the only school he's allowed within 500 feet of.
Yeah, exactly. And but that's the thing. You'd see these people like, the guy would show up like with like a nurse. It was like insane.
Oh my God.
And nothing was more pathetic to me. I was like, if I'm staying at my old fraternity house at 80 years old, like something has gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, it's not working out.
It's not working
Usually
out.
A two family guy does that. You know those guys that are like married with a kid?
Yeah.
People, but no one in their social circle knows that about them. Usually read one. Every like New Year's Day, you find out about a guy who had two families on Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that happened more and more without the internet. Like it was like a pre-internet thing that people were like, well, my dad had another family. Yeah.
What an insane move that is. Like, why would you want to do that?
You don't want to. You
just have like a 7-year affair.
You had an affair and she had the baby and then you're like, oh, I guess I'm going to like play this out.
That's a really funny junction to get to.
Oh,
I'm here. Fuck it. I'm going to do it.
I'm in.
I'm going.
Two houses, two different mail. I wouldn't even be able to handle opening two sets of mail.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you have a hard time just doing the one.
Doing the one, I get fucking stressed out.
That's a lot.
The stress on that would kill me.
This just turned into a PSA for two family guys. We know you're out there.
No, but I'm saying, like, who... You really want to stay at a dorm room?
Well, the example they were giving is when the Pope visited Philly... there was very high demand for
people to get
there.
Well, it's like when the Super Bowl went to Jacksonville, they brought in cruise
ships. Yeah, but
how
do you justify the other 180 nights of the year? Are you getting that much money for it on that night that it's paying for the rest?
They were doing $75 per night when the Pope was there. So
this is the type of shit. This is the type of shit that like the people in college I never spoke to would do.
Yeah,
like RAs.
There's such a thing as being too much of an entrepreneur.
Yeah,
where it's kind of fucking annoying.
Yeah. This like the type of person that would like brag to me about this. I'd be like, oh, can you get out of the way? I'm trying to do shit.
Yeah, you're overthinking it, buddy.
Well, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for bringing the news.
Yeah, no problem.
At Man Samp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Jimmy, thank you for coming on. You were great.
A hoot.
Per usual.
A goddamn hoot.
At Jimmy Fela on Twitter, two L's in Fela. Go follow him, support him. Check him out on Kennedy's show this Thursday.
Yo, Fox Business, man.
Fox
you
Business.
You talk about hot channels for comedians?
Yeah, I'm sure that's that. just press that last channel button. I'm sure it's already there.
Me and Alan Greenspan, the Twin Towers are back.
I am Jared Fried, JTrain56 on all platforms. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that shit. And we're going to be back on Friday. We're doing two a week. So keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. Keep sending those emails.